Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. So, Arisha, you know when you ask someone a question and then they just respond with a story?
Yeah, it's like when I'm trying to find a recipe and you go online and they give you their life story and it's like, just tell me how to make peanut butter cookies.
Seriously. And I feel like that's what Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane does. Mm-hmm. Like whenever she's asked a question about her shady ex Tom Girardi, like here comes the epic saga.
Yeah, here's the thing. You could ask her, hey, Erica, what's Tom's favorite color? And she'd be like, so Tom was driving his car on this snowy day in Pasadena.
Honestly, her stories are my favorite thing of all time. And she had plenty to tell in last night's reunion special.
Yeah. And the best part, it was only the second part, which means mm-hmm. we have two more to go.
Oh, so much more tea to spill, which of course we love. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing plenty more of Erica Jane's wild tales.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, these tales are just so wild that I love them, but I also want the answer. Like, what is actually the truth?
Same. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Thursday, October 21st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 11 reunion continues to grind on, Arisha. Mm-hmm. And although Andy Cohen always delivers on getting answers to our burning questions, we still have a lot more to go. Like last night's part two, it gave us plenty of Erica Jane, but of course we still want more.
Yeah, I genuinely can't get enough of this woman. So obviously Erica's ongoing legal drama and divorce from her husband, LA lawyer Tom Girardi, is still the star subject of these specials. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this before. Erica and Tom were together for about 20 years until she filed for divorce from him last fall. And then shortly after the divorce announcement, Tom was accused of embezzling funds that were intended for the families of plane crash victims that he represented. Mm-hmm. Super classy. And then in a shocking move, read not shocking at all, his law firm filed for bankruptcy. And then Erica was sued for $25 million by the trustee handling the bankruptcy for using the firm's money on herself. As we've said before, glam squads are pricey these days.
Yeah.
Anyway, the case is still ongoing. And we're all wondering, where's Erica going to get that $25 million from?
Yeah. So Erica's been maintaining her innocence and her ignorance about Tom's wrongdoing this whole time. And, you know, she definitely had reasons and, of course, excuses to share in last night's reunion. So she called Tom a master persuader and master performer. And she said she never really had access to their money or knew what he was doing with it.
Yeah. And she said because she had no access to the money, that's why she stayed in the marriage, telling Andy she'd hand over her paychecks to Tom, which, just like the other housewives, I gasped at.
Yeah.
And when Andy asked her if she felt like she was held captive with Tom, she said, "I was 27 when I went in. He was 60. The power balance is way out of whack. I trusted this man. All my finances were kept down at the firm."
So she's definitely playing the young and naive card.
Mm-hmm.
Do you buy that?
I'll buy it in the sense of in the beginning, but she's not 27 anymore. So
true. Yes. So Erica also talked a lot this past season about Tom's infidelity, and she also used it as a reason for why she eventually left him.
Yeah. And Andy asked the obvious question: if Tom was cheating on her, why didn't she leave him earlier and get half his money? She said, "Where was I going? I walk out with two credit cards. They get cut. Who am I going to call?" So not super answering Andy's question, but it sounds like she was worried about the money and just let the cheating go on.
I mean, which makes sense if you're financially, like, you have no finances.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, it's scary, I assume. So Andy wasn't leaving this alone, obviously. He also called out Erica for her inconsistent stories about Tom being unfaithful. So during the season, housewife Garcelle Beauvais asked Erica if Tom was unfaithful in their marriage, and Erica said no. Mm. But then just days later, Erica was telling everyone that Tom did have multiple affairs. So Andy asked her why her story changed. Mm-hmm. And then Erica launches into this story about how she found pictures of a woman's breasts on Tom's phone. I love this story.
Yeah. So apparently it was a flip phone. And I know a lot of people are like, he's a multimillionaire, a big shot LA lawyer, and he has a flip phone. But I will say, remember his age.
Like, I know. My thoughts exactly.
It's not that ridiculous.
No.
I mean, it's ridiculous, but not that ridiculous. And Erica says that she responded to the text, "Nice tits, stupid bitch," which can we make that something we say regularly? Because I love that.
Can we get it on a t-shirt?
Yeah. But there were no spaces in between words because apparently she couldn't figure out how to do it on the flip phone, which I would need a refresher because it's been so long since I've texted on a flip phone. So that's fair.
I used to be so fast.
Oh, I know.
Like lightning fast.
And really good at abbreviating because you didn't want to pay for each letter.
Mm-hmm.
Erica says she decided to leave him the day she found the text, but she also says she already knew of three other mistresses.
Yeah. And like the Andy we know and love, he still did not let up on trying to get a direct answer from Erica. Andy asked her multiple times why she didn't leave Tom sooner if she knew he was cheating on her.
Yeah. And in classic Erica form, she never really gave us a direct answer. She says she told Tom, "If you're in love with someone else, divorce me and go be with her," and said Tom had nothing to say in response. To be fair, at the time, he was making out with the other woman. So that could be why he couldn't say anything.
Yeah. Erica's like, is this love or not? Like, I see the tongues intertwined, but so obviously, the Erica hits just keep on coming. During the season, she talked a lot about Tom's dementia. She says that was the cause of Tom's changed personality and behavior. And those changes are supposedly the reason she left him. But some people think her reasoning doesn't really add up. And last night, she was asked about it directly.
Yeah. So a viewer wrote in and asked, "Erica, you said Tom changed after the accident and displayed signs of Alzheimer's. If you didn't know what he was doing, why would you divorce him when he was clearly sick?" Which, I mean, sickness and health, that's part of wedding vows. That's something to definitely ask. Of course, Erica once again did not give a straight answer. She starts telling this truly classic car crash story again. Like, she should just record it and hit play each time. Of course, we're talking about the car crash story where Tom had eye surgery for some unknown reason, and his son, the police officer, came to help him at the house, but he flipped his car five times in the snow in Pasadena, California. Somehow this story is the answer to why Erica stayed with Tom. I don't really
get
it.
Checks out for me. So Obviously, Erica has really bogarted a lot of the reunion conversation with help from Andy Cohen, of course. And a lot of the conversation has been about her ongoing legal drama, her divorce, and just her life in general.
Yeah.
But there were obviously some other fun moments we loved with some of the other housewives, like Lisa Rinna spilling the tea on her daughter's breakup from Scott Disick.
Yeah, Lisa's my fave. We can always, I just love her. We can always count on her to bring a little flavor. So her daughter is model Amelia Hamlin, and Amelia was dating Kourtney Kardashian's ex, Scott Disick, for almost a year. Now there's an 18-year age difference between them, which did not thrill Lisa, and she was not quiet about it.
No, but Scott and Amelia seemed pretty happy overall until some DMs Scott sent were leaked over the summer, which we've discussed.
Yes. Yeah. We mentioned this just the other day. After photos of Kourtney Kardashian straddling her now fiance Travis Barker on a boat in Italy went viral in August, Scott decided it was appropriate to DM one of Kourtney's other exes, Eunice Benjima, saying, "Yo, is this chick okay?" and included the photo of her straddling Travis. Eunice then screenshotted the photos in what Brooke is calling a very calculated move and shared them, totally exposing Scott.
Yeah. Now, Scott was still dating Amelia at the time, who obviously didn't seem to love this.
Yeah, who would?
Right.
So Amelia posted some photos to her Instagram stories that seemed to throw shade at Scott, including one of a T-shirt that said, "Don't you have a girlfriend?" And shortly after, she broke up with him.
Yeah. And in last night's reunion, Lisa pretty much confirmed to us that those leaked DMs were the reason their relationship ended.
Yeah, so Andy asked Lisa if the DMs played a part in the breakup, and Lisa said, "Well, I don't think that was helpful," which, yeah, tell us something we don't know. She also did make sure to clarify that the relationship was Amelia's decision, not Scott's.
I mean, got to get that last word in.
Yeah, always.
Okay, so we've got two more parts of the reunion special to look forward to, and considering how much Erica Jane drama we've been getting, what else are we going to learn?
Well, Andy said he was going to grill Erica on what happened after she left Tom. So I guess get ready for more stories of snow in Pasadena, California. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we'll hear about earthquakes in Illinois. I don't know. Something exciting. Ooh,
love it. I mean, at this point, I think we should just bring a lie detector to all these reunions. That would make my day.
Here's the thing. In the famous words of George Costanza, it's not a lie if you believe it.
Wow. And I think you do believe that. I think you live by that quote. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.